Recording?
Yeah, this looks great.
This doesn't look creepy or weird at all.
Just two dudes hanging out, doing a show.
We're just two dudes having a good time. We're just two dudes having a good time recording a podcast. Hey, guy number two.
Hey, guy number one.
I'm about to read a news story, guy number two.
You do it, guy number one.
All right. Recording the podcast.
So this is It Figures, the toy and action figure podcast, now with a vidcast.
Yay!
For people who want to watch on YouTube.
I don't know
why. Are we going to put the video on our site, or is that just for YouTube?
No, we'll put this in the link of the story, almost like an Easter egg, so you actually have to click on the story to see what's going on.
Oh, I see.
So this is experimental. We're just going to try this shot right now. There's only two of us today.
Right.
So we're going to do this like...
Well, something we have been experimenting with for about a week or so is taking some old It Figures podcasts, throwing them up on YouTube with just some video, just pictures in the video, and a lot of people liked it, so we said, hey, we'll get a video camera and actually record a video for this one. And, of course, it's the week that Pixel Dan is off.
And then so. Intern Rick is missing in action because he's Intern Rick. Because
he's Intern Rick.
Still Intern Rick.
Well, I think there was a sale on chicken nuggets. And so he had to make sure to get there in time before they ran out.
Yeah,
so.
There's always a last-minute excuse. And then, of course, Scotty Cash, who knows? Who knows?
Yeah. You can never rely on that guy.
You cannot.
So I don't usually do It Figures because you generally have, like, eight guys in here at one time. That's too much sausage for me. But since everyone's gone, I decided I'd come in this week. So here we go.
So you're like a solo sausage person.
So there we go. So,
okay.
What are we talking about today? Oh, we're talking about phones not on silent.
See, that, you know, every time there's always somebody's phone that goes off. So, yeah, let's take care of that. And first of all, I don't know, because you got all the news stories on your system.
Yeah, but didn't you read them ahead of time to be familiar with them so that
you
could
talk
about them?
Yeah, well, I had to have a list so I know what I'm talking about.
You don't remember the list off the top of your head?
I don't even know what day it is.
Hmm.
If Danny didn't send me an email in the morning and let me know that today was... It Figures Tuesday? I wouldn't know.
Well, because it feels like Monday because we had the holiday that yesterday. So that kind of threw everything
off. Hey, did you go watch fireworks?
No.
What?
No. Dude, I went to bed at about 7 o'clock last night and slept until about 7 o'clock this morning. I woke up long enough to see about the last 5 minutes of Raw and then went back to sleep.
That's un-American. I went to the drive-in, and yes, we do have a drive-in in our town, and a... See, the way this works, there's like a theme park. Well, I guess it's a theme park.
It is a theme park.
It's a theme park.
It's a water park, mainly.
Okay.
But they've added other attractions. So.
Right. And they do the fireworks display, one of the bigger ones in our area. And also next door is a drive-in. So while everybody lines the highway and all the streets to watch the fireworks, we, using our brain, go to the drive-in because it's right next door. And what happens is you pay to get in, which is cheaper than actually going to a movie theater.
Mm.
So you get to watch the fireworks in front row. And then you get to enjoy a movie. And I got to enjoy the Transformers movie.
Didn't they also play Super 8?
They did, but I already seen that, so I didn't stay that late.
I see.
Yeah, because the fireworks started at 9:30. Transformers ended at about 12:30. So I was like, I'm not staying at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch a movie I already seen. So,
fair enough. That's
but right. Transformers is really good. Really surprising.
Really? Sleeping 12 hours straight? Nice. Very nice sometimes.
Yeah, I did that the other day.
Yeah. So, all right, so let's talk about toys a little bit.
Okay.
Let's start out with Action Figure Express. They have a bunch of toys for San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, we talked about this last year, but they're doing a pre-order.
You talked about last year?
Oh, I'm sorry, last week. Jesus. they did this last week where they announced that you can now pre-order the figures that they have available for San Diego Comic-Con so that you don't have to necessarily fight the crowd.
And it's now live? It's now available on their website.
It's now available to do it right now, this moment, as you're listening to this.
And it's show pickup only. No shipping. So if you are not going to San Diego, don't do this. Otherwise, they're just going to take your money and you don't get any toys. But as long as you are going, they've got the Thundercats Mumra. That's what I was going to say there, okay. Right there. Mumra PVC Staction with Ma Mutt, who's only available.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. That's probably going to be the one everybody gets. So.
Right. $40, not bad. You got some Art FX Plus 2-pack Star Wars Stormtroopers. And those are $90. Those are always nice figures. I don't know if you've ever seen any of those.
Yeah, but they hurt my pocket, so I tend not to look at them too hard.
We've got NBA playoffs collectible figures. Those are for Scotty.
Scotty's going to like those. Yeah, Scotty loves sports.
We've got, let's see, Marvel Minimates Thor Stormbreaker box set, which I like the Beta Ray Bill. $20 for a 4-pack is a little high, but only by about $5. So not too bad.
Last year they were doing the same thing. The San Diego, right. I don't know, Minimates I'm really at a miss for because they keep coming up, but nothing ever really happens with them. I thought the line was actually dead. I'm surprised that. Here you go, towards San Diego. Now they're releasing new sets all of a sudden.
Well, actually, Minimates made it into Toys R Us, so that helps. Because they sell a lot through Toys R Us. Like X-Men First Class, the new movie, the only figures that came out for that movie were Minimates, and they have them at Toys R Us.
Well, you know, last year, Minimates were all over the place, and it just seems like...
Well, that was because of Battle Beasts. The big Battle Beasts announcement, they were handing out Battle Beasts, and that really added...
Yeah, that went everywhere.
Yeah, well, because they never actually came out with the Battle Beasts, and that kind of hurt the...
Well, it's a good thought. I got a free one.
Yeah, well, I got a couple.
So, yeah.
Yeah. They're pretty nice.
That's fun.
We got the Emma Frost Diamond Bishoujo statue, which means basically Emma Frost as a young Japanese girl.
I don't know what that word means, but I know it means girls and kind of nude. So.
it means. I think traditionally in Japan, because you know you can translate things a little differently, it means skanky or slutty. So, depending on how you view
them... Oh, like the Western and Eastern dialect?
Yeah, right. Okay. So, like Mandarin versus traditional, you know,
traditional,
whatever.
Yeah.
Mandarin Japanese. You gotta watch out for that Mandarin Japanese
dialect. I do love their oranges.
So, we also got the Bear Brick Movie Light Up Green Lantern, which basically means it's a bear about the size of the larger Minimates, I think. And
do you want that one?
Lights up. No, I don't like the bears.
What?
If it actually
it's
looked
similar
like
to the Tron one they did last year, but bigger scale.
Yeah, I'd rather have something that looked like the actual guy than the bear. And then we got another Marvel versus Capcom Minimates box set, $20 on that one. And that one's the second player. It's like all the 2-player colors. So you got player one, player two. So everybody's got some weird variant. Like Deadpool here is yellow and blue instead of black and red.
So he looks like Wolverine.
Kind of. Yeah, well, it's like his X-Men colors. Because he tried to join the X-Men at one point. And he made his own costume. So.
And he wanted to look like Wolverine.
He wanted to look like an X-Men.
Okay.
So that is that. Did you guys talk about these figures last week?
Yeah, we did. But I don't know, because we did... talk about the Mortal Kombat figures last week, but I guess there's more pictures than last week.
Well, there's more information.
Okay.
They gave us some more information. You've got mustard, ketchup, relish, and jalapeno are the four guys who they've announced here. Mm-hmm. And basically, Jazzwares said, the masks on the four ninjas is accurate according to Warner Brothers reference. This is how WB and the game creators thought it should look. A lot of people... they were kind of upset when they saw the figures. They said they look kind of plain. They didn't look quite right. And basically, Jazzwares is saying, we got the style guide from them. We sculpted it to look like the style guide they gave us. They said, yep, that's what we think they should look like. And so that's what the toys are going to look like.
I mean, what do you want? They are basically the same figure with a different color.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, people were saying, like, Cyrax, you know, he doesn't look like the way he did in Mortal Kombat. I don't know, other game. And so people were kind of upset. But whatever. But they do have a lot of articulation. It says the 4-inch figures have a ball joint head, ball joint shoulders, ball joint elbows, swivel hands, ball joint waist, ball joint hips, ball joint knees, and ball joint feet. So that's a lot of articulation in a tiny little 4-inch figure.
Ab crunch,
that's a ball joint waist. And then the 6-inch figures have the ball joint head, shoulders, elbows, ball joint hands instead of swivel hands, ball joint waist, hips, swivel thigh, and ball joint knees and feet.
Ab crunch.
Yes, the ab crunch again on the ball joint waist.
I like saying
you just like saying ab crunch.
Ab crunch is better than ball joint.
Is that because you like doing ab crunches or because you want a Nestle Crunch?
What about crunch berries?
No, crunch berries are gross.
What?
Yeah. The peanut butter is super good and the regular is okay, and crunch berries are disgusting.
Dude, you are super un-American. Go back to...
Hey, I killed a commie with my bare hands. What did you do for America?
I don't know. Got born. You're welcome. USA.
Hey, I killed that commie in cold blood, and it was the best thing I did in the last 4 days.
You still have commies?
Well, I think so. I mean, he had an Obama bumper sticker, so I'm just assuming.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, as far as I know.
I heard about that.
We got a Pop Culture Network Asks Matty Collector.
Yeah,
we got some answers on that.
How can we still have questions, but we do?
It's amazing. Because we used to do this once a month, now we do it twice a month, and we still don't run out of questions.
I feel like this is a weekly almost.
It feels like it.
And what's funny is there's like, I don't know, what, 30 other sites?
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a bunch of other sites that do it too.
So how do you not answer every question by now?
We might be asking a question someone else asked 2 months ago, because I don't read everyone else's answers.
That's true.
So, if you want to go and read all the answers, I don't think we need to go over all of them. But I think
we normally do.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, see, I don't listen to the show, so. Well, all right, we'll do all of them. We'll do all of them, whatever.
Put us in your iPod in the morning.
I don't have an iPod.
When you do what you do.
I have a real MP3 player. So, first question then.
That's an Apple burn.
Do you want to read the questions or the answers? Or do you want me to do both in different voices?
I'll do the answers. You can do the questions.
Question number one. There are a lot of talented figure customizers out there, many of who sculpt and cast their own heads and other parts. What's Mattel's stance on these individuals selling their custom parts, either online or in a shop, such as custom heads that fit along with Mattel's product, such as their Masters of the Universe Classics line?
Keep reading the bios. Okay, no, actually it says, it's fun to see how fans produce their own custom figures. We are big fans of this part of the hobby. Doesn't really say it's okay or it's not okay.
Well, no. I think it says it says right there. Like, we like that. We enjoy people who make their own. We're fans of that.
Oh.
So they're saying go ahead. If you want to make custom stuff and sell, then
at what point are they not fans of it? When you're making a lot of money? When your stuff's better than their stuff? Then they're not fans of it.
I think they look at it, though, as you're not producing the whole figure. You're making a head or you're making armor or a sword. So you have to buy the figure in order to make those parts work. I think if someone were to create their own full-size figure and say, look, it's my own custom Masters of the Universe, I'm mass-producing, I've got 10,000 of them for sale, then they might start to get upset.
You know what? Then I think this question here should be, this should stand in court that if you make something and they come after you. Today on Pop Culture Network, you said you're big fans of this, so why would you burn us?
Okay, if you were a lawyer, you could certainly argue that.
You can use the killing defense.
I thought that was where you just windmill your arms, like running at somebody.
That's when you blame the intern and leave.
I see.
I'll be back at lunch.
All right, question number two. Are there any plans to see a Captain Randor figure based on his appearance in the first episode of the MYP cartoon series, complete with removable helmet?
Nothing locked in, but it would be a great variant of him in some time. But basically, no. But maybe. We'll see.
What's MYP? My Young Patriots.
Macaroni Yummy Peanuts. I don't know.
It's something Productions. It's like Mark Young Productions.
Oh, I forget exactly what it is.
I'm not the big Masters nerd. You're going to have to talk to Pixel Dan for some of that stuff.
Well, he'd be like, well, actually, it stands for Mini Yummy Potatoes. I knew that. That's the one I said.
Mini Yummy Potatoes.
I already explained this back.
If they did a Masters of the Universe cartoon with animated potatoes, like Mr. Potato Head, and they did stop motion, I would totally watch that show.
I've already did this back in That New Toy Smell, a couple episodes back during the Fan Corner. I answered this question already.
Really?
Yeah. So
about potatoes?
Why are they asking Maddie? Yeah, it was Mini Yummy Potatoes. We had this huge thing about it.
You see, I don't watch our show.
It was all over the news.
I don't watch our show, so. I don't watch our show or listen to our podcasts.
I just troll with the YouTubers.
I just show up, I get some liquor money, and I leave. That's pretty much what I do.
That's what you're supposed to do.
So. Will She-Ra 2.0 have articulated wrists similar to Bo's? This way, she can be posed with her sword aloft in her famous pose.
No, she will not.
That's like a really harsh answer.
Yeah, I know. No, she will not.
Don't you ever ask again.
Beat it, nerd. Man, Maddie does not like questions about She-Ra 2.0.
They could have used a little more finesse in that one, but they're like, no, absolutely not.
Can Mattel do a great Muda figure in their WWE line, or is he off limits? I feel he would make an awesome figure that we never really got one of, regardless of which costume is chosen.
The WWE team was not available, and we'll find out as soon as possible. This they say this all the time. Every time,
like that team was not available.
Yeah. Oh, they're never available. Well, where are they? Like, what are they doing?
Don't we give them these questions beforehand?
They're not.
Like, it's not like he's got to answer them in 5 minutes and give them back, right?
That's true.
So the team's not available. Well, then ask them the day after.
And how about this? Hey, could you just forward our email? Or, hey, how about this even? Can you tell us when they are available? Because they're never available.
Well,
they
you
must
know,
be on the road a lot.
I think they
a lot
had
of road shows.
They probably had like a softball game, like an intercompany softball game, and like WWE team lost, and now they won't talk to them. They won't return their calls and stuff. They see him in the hallway, and they like duck and you know. Hide
I'm thinking maybe he's answering his questions like Sunday night, and he's like, I ain't calling them. I ain't calling them.
He's just kind of half asleep. He probably dictates these through like Dragon naturally speaking while he's on the toilet here, or something. And it's like, can Mattel do a great Muda figure in their WWE? WWE team is not available at this time. We'll call it a vital layer. And then they go to the next question.
Not available.
Number 5.
Yeah, he knocks out all 30 sites, 5 questions in like 10 minutes.
Maybe while he's in the shower. In between, he's singing, you know, I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany, and then he answers a couple questions.
And so when you see the questions where they get a little more harsh, that's probably when he's pushing.
No, she will not! Ah, there we go. We're bringing new heights and depths to this podcast.
Hey, you asked for this. You love it.
Number 5. Will we see a figure of Viggo the Carpathian from Ghostbusters 2? It would be cool to see that figure released, especially if it has the Viggo portrait packaged with it.
I don't even want to answer this question because that would be awesome. But according to Maddie, it's always possible. Mm. Nothing to announce right now, but we are big fans of the Scourge of the blah, 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 blah.
So they're big fans. So luckily, Mattel is a fan of the products that they produce. So that's good to know.
Yeah,
they don't loathe what they're making.
You know, luckily they're into it. So, you know, maybe. We'll see what happens.
It's not biscuits and cornbread, but it's all right.
It's not, you know.
So whatever.
You do what you got to do.
So moving on, time to move on to other news.
Yes.
Unless you got you have a good segue to move from one story to another.
We're going to the next story.
Okay, good segue there.
That's what I do.
We've got the Outer Space Men from the Four Horsemen. They are now making Alpha Waves. This is for the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive set, the Alpha Phase versions of Mistron, Commander Comet, Electron Plus, and Alpha 7. Is it Electron Plus or Electron Positive?
Yes.
Oh, okay, fair enough. All in one complete set. $40 set here, and it's basically Outer Space Men, but this time in Electron is glow-in-the-dark. Commander Comet is a clear yellow slash gold. They can't decide if he's yellow or gold, so they put a slash.
He looks like...
Choose both. I'd say he's apple juice.
He's like an amber.
Yeah, I would say apple juice.
Apple juice,
color.
Yeah, apple juice is a good color.
We've Alpha 7, who's a clear blue. And Mistron, which is a smoky clear black, not gray. If you said gray, you will be beaten severely by the Four Horsemen. It's actually smoky clear black.
You know, I think I like these figures a lot better than the First Wave.
So can I have your First Wave ones, and then you can buy these?
No.
Dang it!
Well, basically, right now they're available for the pre-order. So what's good about this is last year, when they had these figures in San Diego, they did it very discreetly. There was a guy... Okay, I'm going to tell you how this happened.
Psst, psst, hey.
We just happened to be walking by and saw one of the Four Horsemen at Cornboy. And then me and Pixel Dan were talking to him. And all of a sudden, there was a guy next to him who I don't know who he is, just some random guy, who had a brown paper bag. And in this. and seriously, he had, and he was sitting on a stool. And he got off his stool and he like dumped his bag out on the stool and was like, hey, you guys want to buy some toys? And it was the Outer Spaceman.
Really?
The first wave. And I'm really? Like. Are you serious? And then, like, he did this, and all of a sudden, all these nerds are swarming, right? And started buying them up, and I'm like, oh, my God, I better hurry and get my money. But there was, no sign.
Was it $40 for the set?
Yeah. There was no sign. There was no... No, actually, they were selling them in twos. You can buy these two and these two for $20, which was retarded. Yeah. You're gonna buy the whole set. But yeah, I couldn't believe it. It was freaking me out because here's this guy, totally back alley. Because it wasn't even in the main part of the booth. It was actually on the side of the
booth. How big was their booth?
They shared with I can't even remember. One of the smaller independent toy companies. Mm. But they weren't even really. They were just happened to be almost like they were just walking by the booth. And then they had this guy, you know, Chuck. Chuck.
Oh, Chuck.
You
right.
Know, and he's Chuck. Like, he pulled out his, hey, you want to buy a watch? It was that kind of a.
Hey, would you like to buy an O?
An O? So if you were actually at this place looking for these toys, you would not have found them. So I think a
would
lot of people
you
got.
Would like to buy a spaceman?
I think a lot of those he's guys, for and sure, got neat. Kind of screwed on that. So this is actually good. You can do a pre-order on their site, and then after San Diego, they will just ship it immediately.
And I like the Outer Spacemen. I think they're neat-looking figures. They got that nice retro, you know, kind of 60s, 70s thing going
it's,
on.
It's one of the things they're doing right now that I actually like, and I do own all of them.
But I almost wish, like, I every time I see them in the package, I don't want to open the package because the package looks so cool. They need to have, like, the $40 in-package set and then, like, a $30 loose set. So you can buy them without the package, so you aren't tempted to leave them. You could actually, you're like, hey, yay, they're loose, I can play with them.
Well, they come in a plastic, like, generic bag as it is, so it's not like, you know, you feel like you're busting
them. Well, they have some that are on the cards.
This is the holidays. So these ones more likely will just be in a little plastic baggie.
Maybe they're doing them all in cards now.
Well, I would be surprised.
Well, you never know. All right, shall we move on?
So anyways, yeah, pre-order them now if you want to make sure you actually get these things. But if you're brave and you want to try to find them in San Diego, go ahead. I'm going to try.
Now, do we want to go through all the Toys R Us exclusives now and then take a break and then talk about something else when we come back? Or do we want to take a break now and then just do the Toys R Us exclusives for part two?
How far? Let's just do it. Let's just do it now. We're here.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Knock it out.
So the Toys R Us exclusives at the San Diego Comic Con this year will be all of the following amazing toys.
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 things here. So Toys R Us will have a booth at Comic Con selling these toys.
Is that what it said? Because they were last year the Toys R Us ones were sold by Entertainment Earth.
Well, they shared the booth with Entertainment Earth.
No, Entertainment Earth actually just sold.
No, they shared the booth.
They weren't even there.
No, they shared the booth.
The only thing I saw Toys R Us was there was a Toys R Us bag.
See, that's sharing.
But I'm not even sure they didn't just go to Toys R Us, buy something, and kept the bag and just gave it out. Okay, so I don't know how it's going to be this year. Who knows? I would assume they're going to be with Entertainment Earth like they were last year. So look for Entertainment Earth banners. You're not going to find the Toys R Us ones.
And this year there'll be a huge Toys R Us banner when you
walk. Well, if you see
just
that, then
to prove me wrong.
If you do see
they're
it,
they're doing
then
it right now. They're like, "Oh crap, we better print one."
Well, that's good because then you know what? I just helped you guys out by talking down to the man.
So, what's the first one?
Okay, well, the first one we talked about these last week, but we're going to talk about them again real quick. The Master Chief Platinum action figure from McFarlane Toys. Now, this is a celebrating the 10th anniversary of the McFarlane Halo toy line, they're going to do just a straight-up platinum.
Wait, is it the 10th anniversary of the toy line or the 10th anniversary of the video game?
Oh, the video game. Whatever. There was toys since the game.
There's a little bit of time in between
10th
there.
Anniversary of the game franchise.
When are they going to make toys off a marathon? That's what I want to
know. So basically, you're getting a Master Chief, which you have 1,000 of if you do collect this line, and basically you get a platinum. So, that's cool, right?
So, is it real platinum? Do you think it's actually made out of platinum?
If it was made out of platinum, I'm going to go find one of those We'll Buy Your Gold guys, and I'm getting a check. is there a price?
I was going to say, there's no price listed on that, but... But it will... It's available as a preview at Comic-Con. It will hit stores in August. So, there's a whole Halo anniversary line, but this will allow you to get your hands on them...
I don't see the price on it, but I would assume it's going to be $20 to $25.
I would assume $479.82.
Well, if it is platinum, that might be correct. But
so, there you go. All right, next up, Toys R Us exclusive San Diego Comic Con Star Wars Republic Commando figures. Did you ever play that game?
Yes, I loved it.
Yeah, but that was the first person shooter one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the Xbox.
Yeah. Well, and PC. I played it on PC. Yeah, I guess it was on PC. Have an Xbox at that point.
I actually played it on a PC too. Now I think
so
about
there
it.
You go. So yeah, this is a whole five figures based off of the characters in that game that you can finally get them. You know, now all this time you've waited. You've desperately been waiting to get these figures based off of Public Commando.
I'm really surprised that we haven't got these years ago.
It seems like something they should have done when the game came out. Would have made more sense.
Although, if you got any color variation of Clone Troopers, you kind of already did.
I guess that's true. It's really just kind of a repackaging of other characters, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe with some new gun sculpts to make them match with the game. But
they have like a Genosian, what is that, like a...
Yeah, just a guy for you to shoot.
Okay. Well, yeah, Genosian Warrior. Okay. So, yeah, he was, you know, if you play the game, those guys were flying around annoying the crap out of you. So, he's a very kind of iconic character in that game. So, it makes sense for him. The rest of them are just crazy clone troopers with big guns, different colors. I don't see anything else.
Whatever. All right, next up, Toys R Us exclusive San Diego Comic-Con Mortal Kombat Lightning Fury Raiden from Jazzwares.
Okay, so this one is just...
Well, okay, we talked about Mortal Kombat figures. They have the other ones coming out that are Cyrax, and then his catch-up version. I can't remember the name.
I don't know the names.
And then there's a Reptile. And
those ones are actually coming out in a ninja pack that we did actually pre-order here at the store, so I know we're going to get them.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the pack is. I don't know if it's going to be a three-pack or a four-pack. I'm not sure.
But regardless, this is the... this is going to match those figures, right?
He is. It's going to be the Raiden figure, but you know, you're basically going to get him in a translucent, like white, glow in the dark style.
Although you know what, this press release doesn't say if it's a 4-inch or a 6-inch.
I would assume he's going to be a 4-inch.
I actually looking at him, he kind of looks like a 6. Is that a swivel hand or a ball joint hand?
That looks like a ball.
Oh no, he's got the swivel thighs. He's a 6. He's a 6-inch.
That's even worse.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping he was a 4-inch also. Yeah, he's got the swivel thighs, so he's the bigger guy.
That's not what she said.
Whoa! Oh, now, he does have a lightning bolt.
I didn't even see that in the other picture. He does have, a paint app of a lightning bolts going through his entire body and his hat.
And his eyes are glowing. So,
yeah, I might pick this one up. If it's 20 or 15, 10.
I mean, he looks pretty cool, but I don't plan on buying the 6-inch figures. I plan on buying the 4-inch, so I mean, it's just whatever. I guess it depends on how do you like it?
I think,
do you like it 4-inch?
I think I'm going to wait until I actually see him at the con and I'll make that decision
then. Actually, I guess it's going to depend kind of on the packaging because you won't open it. You just want to see how it looks in the package.
If it looks amazing, I'm like, yeah, I got to get that because I'm partial to the line anyway, so.
Yeah. We've got the Flocked Sonic figure, also from Jazzwares. Fully articulated 10-inch toy. It's the first ever Flocked Deluxe action figure. So you really want a fuzzy Sonic that you can rub down. There you go.
This, I got to be honest with this one. Who cares?
It's the 20th anniversary of Sonic.
I mean, thank God they did something different other than the exact same Sonic again. But Flocked, really?
Well, what would you prefer? What else are they going to do? Are they going to make a Sonic figure complete with blast processing?
I want his eyes to light up or something, or I want him. Oh, I want him to push a button and he like spins.
Oh, so like he curls up in the ball and does a little.
It makes a noise.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever. Okay.
That
I can see that.
Cool.
I can see that.
I'd have been happy with that.
It might be a little pricey though. You'd have to get the guys from Robo Sapien to put that one together.
No, what are the Zubles?
Oh, yeah, the Zubles fold up in the ball. I see.
And then you put a little motor so he spins.
Like a little gyro or something to make it go.
That's doable.
See, we should have a toy company here.
God, we'd be making so much money.
Or losing so much. It's hard to tell sometimes.
Cowabunga.
Which makes no sense on the podcast. Thanks for hitting the microphone. Oh, all right. Transformers fans, are there any out there? Do you think any Transformers fans listen to this show, or did we lose them a long time ago?
Whatever, it doesn't even matter at this point.
But we have a Masterpiece Rodimus Prime figure, which the Masterpiece figures are actually really cool.
They are. They're probably the favorite pieces that...
I wish I had the Soundwave, the one they did like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I missed out on that one. I should have paid for it, and I didn't. And now I'm kicking myself that I didn't get it.
I got to be honest, though. This year's the Rodimus, I really don't care about this figure at all.
You don't care about Rodimus?
Not at all. Hmm. Last year's was amazing. I was super...
Blaster?
Yeah, no. No. Well, yeah, they had the Blaster, but they also... It was... oh, Jesus. Now I'm feeling like a Transformer nerd. Here I am trying to remember names.
Good call. Yeah.
No, the...
this is groundbreaking.
The dinosaur guy. I can't think of his...
Grimlock?
Grimlock. There you go. Thank God. Jeez. Yeah, Grimlock. Yeah, Grimlock looked so amazing last year that I had to buy him. This one... not that he's not, like, a good figure. It's just he's just not...
Him... Well, and again, you keep him in the package. So him in package... It's just this robot guy standing there, as opposed to the giant dinosaur he does not Grimlock.
Grimlock looked amazing, but he just lackluster. I don't know. Are you about it?
No. No, and quite honestly, I'll
take it.
I mean, he's a movie. I was big into Transformers before the movie, and then about the time the movie hit, I was getting a little older, and I was like, yeah, the movie's kind of cool, whatever, and then I didn't really follow it much after that. I was getting too old for it. The point, so you know, it's just like, it's whatever.
I don't know. If somebody gave me one, I would take it, but I don't know if I want to spend the $60. I'm sure it's going to be 65.
Yeah, for the Soundwave, I would have. It's whatever.
It's kind of ugly.
Next up, we've got the San Diego Comic-Con DC Universe versus Masters of the Universe Classics Bizarro versus Battle Armor Faker.
Now, this one is
Faker.
Awesome.
Faker. And I'm buying this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm definitely buying it. Because look at that. That is Battle Armor Disco He-Man.
Yeah.
That is exactly what that is Battle Armor Disco He-Man. In fact, I kind of need to buy two so I can take my Battle Armor Skeletor and just put that armor on him. So I can have the Battle Armor.
Now, I was trying to see if it said they're going to be about, are they going to sell these in Toys R Us after, or are they just going to strictly be at the con?
This is it's an exclusive. It's an exclusive for Comic-Con.
Yeah, but the other one, the first exclusive we talked about, they said they would.
Right, but this one doesn't say that.
Well, it doesn't say it either. So I don't know, because this is one of those ones where I might consider buying several and bringing them back.
Mm.
I just don't want to invest in it if I know they're going to sell them elsewhere.
Yeah, I gotcha. See, I will buy it for the Faker, and then that Bizarro I'll probably give to my son. Oh. Hey, look, because he's got a Superman, so it's like, here, look, Superman can fight Bizarro. Yay! And then I'll take that Faker and put him with all my Disco Skeletor stuff. Because that is Disco Battle Armor He-Man.
He has a DC Universe Superman? A classic?
He's got... No, it's a DC Direct Superman from something. I forget what line it's
from. They're going to be totally out of scale. Bizarro's going to look way more impressive versus that one.
Yeah, but all the more for Superman to come back and defeat him. And he's six, so he doesn't care.
He's like, Dad, but he looks cooler. Why should he win? And then you're going to have to lie to him.
Bizarro can win. I don't care. We can all live in a Bizarro world.
Man, you're just damaging children.
That's the plan. You don't have children to raise them right. I mean, who does that? Come on.
Hippies.
Casey Anthony's walking today. I can get away with anything. Are you kidding me?
That's a low blow.
And then finally, the final Toys R Us exclusive San Diego Comic-Con Thundercats Classic Lion-O figure. This is coming with the... it's an 8-inch figure in a really cool box with the Thundercats logo on it. And then he's got a little stand. Has the dagger sort of omens. Has the claw. And then he's got the giant sort of omens he can put in his hand and chop people with. And I think this is actually a pretty good precursor for the new toy line.
Yeah, being 8-inch. Perfect size, I guess.
I mean, it goes along with all the other collectors' classics, like the DC Universe classics.
I don't know, because I think I'd rather get the Mumra from the two packs they're selling.
Yeah.
Versus this one, even though Lion-O is the main
character,
right? This one just I don't know. I really don't know how I feel about Thundercats yet. So
I know when Thundercats comes out, I want to buy the sword, I want to buy the dagger version of the sword, and I want to buy the claw, just to like, woo, look at me, I'm Lion-O. But as far as the actual toys go, I think I kind of have to see them before I decide whether or not I'm going to buy them.
So you know what I mean? So you're going to nerd out
on I'm going to nerd out.
Role play items.
Yes, with the role play toys, yes. That is me.
Oh, please videotape that.
I put a picture on, I think it was Twitter a couple weeks ago. I was in Toys R Us, and they have that Captain America mask. So I put it on, and it's like two sizes too small for my head. But I put it on anyway and put a picture up there, and everybody loved it, because that's what I do.
Did you buy it?
No, it's like $12.
What?
Yeah. If it was like $8, I probably would have done
it. I'm sure they'll be on clearance.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah, that's what I'm waiting out for. All right, so do we have a topic to discuss? Like, are we done with the show? Or are we going to commercial and we're going to come back and discuss the topic?
Well, basically what happens is we're going to go to commercial and then we're just going to randomly talk for, you know, about this much time.
About another 35 minutes?
About, yeah.
That's what you guys do?
We're usually about an hour long.
See, like I said, I never listen to this show, so I don't know.
We do.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back to talk about something. All right.
Hello, folks. This is a familiar voice, I'm hoping. This is Chris Vent here of Operation RetroShock. And alongside me, as always, is...
Alan Price from WrestleShock.
Wait a minute, hold on. So the two shows, Operation RetroShock and WrestleShock, both have shock at the end. That is shocking.
We are extremely creative.
Exactly. Almost like shocking, like one of the subjects we've covered, like Pokemon. Oh, we've interviewed Eric Stewart. And there's some wrestler we've interviewed.
We've flippin' interviewed Chris Jericho.
And what else have we covered? The likes of Doctor Who, Back to the Future, Thundercats, Thunderbirds. What else?
I know some people think that Thunderbirds is the sequel to Thundercats, but unfortunately that's not the case. Just ask Larry Kenny, who we've also interviewed.
And we've also done gaming specials, whether it's a Nintendo special, Sega special. We're even going to be doing as one with Zelda and Mario, all of this Nintendo goodness gone nuts. But anyway, if you want to listen to our podcast, you can head over to www.operationretroshock.com, or what you can do is go onto iTunes, or why not even just listen to all the other pop culture related goodness that there is, like the podcast, like It Figures, and the caption box, and then there's like video stuff. Alan, I'm having a brain
aneurysm.
It's a
podcast overload. Podcast overload at popculturenetwork.com. You have to check it out, like, now!
What it is, friends. Sween Hollick here, inviting you to join me every Monday for Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk. What's that, you ask? Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk is my weekly video series in which we take a look at my favorite toy line of yesteryear, Vintage Playmates Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you're a green teen goer, I'm betting you'll have a great time getting reacquainted with old friends or meeting new ones for the first time. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk at www.radicalretro.com, part of the Pop Culture Network.
Hey guys, I'm Rob Bass, calling all my comic book fanatics to come check out Comic Nation TV the last Friday of every month, as well as Comic Nation TV comic news every Friday on the Pop Culture Network.
You're listening to a podcast on PopCultureNetwork.com. Be sure to head on over to the site at www.PopCultureNetwork.com to check out more podcasts and videos featuring toys, comic books, video games, and all the things you love. And while you're there, be sure to check out the Pop Culture Network store, where everything you purchase helps to keep us producing. Just head over to PopCultureNetwork.com and click on Store.
Welcome back to the Word Police Grammar Show. We're here to talk about all of your...
Officer Dirt here, totally correct and killing it at every stop.
We just had a little conversation during the break there, and if you guys missed it, well, then it sucks to be you. Yeah. Which, by the way, are they going to hear it on the YouTube? Are you going to leave that untouched, or are you going to put a commercial thing in the middle of that?
I have no idea.
You You don't know.
I don't know.
Inquiring minds.
I guess
want
we
to
could
know.
Put bonus footage in, but
bonus behind the scenes.
And really, all you're doing is looking at us two guys sit here. Like
you're watching us not look at the camera for most of the show.
Yeah. So, but you know, and we'll get this correct by next couple episodes, and it'll be a lot more entertaining to watch. But for now, this is what you get. It's experimental anyway, so
you get what you pay for,
and you paid for nothing. You are cheap. Now go to popculturenetwork.com and click on store and purchase.
Buy a bunch of comics, please. And some toys. And for the love of God, someone buy some Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Please help us. Get them out of our store.
Buy something.
We are, like, swimming in Star Wars.
Can you do just a sale on Star Wars stuff?
You know, we did get a bunch of, like, these ships in, and they've sold. All the big ones.
Oh, wow. They're gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
Like the big ones you had attached to the wall that you were afraid were going to fall down and hit somebody on the head?
Yeah, the Imperial shuttles. We had two of them come in. And
they're both gone?
Gone.
Wow.
Gone.
Wow. So, there you go. Star Wars.
Okay, so I was thinking, as the theme for us to talk about, and this may not apply to everybody, but for me, I want to talk about how buying toys, how it makes you feel like a nerd. How many times, I want to talk about like your triumphs of buying toys, where you feel great about yourself, and then I want to talk about the low points where you feel like the biggest nerd ever, and you were embarrassed to buy the toys. Like, let's say you go to the store and there's like a bunch of hot girls, and here you are, the biggest nerd, walking down with your He-Mans and your you know, My Little Ponies, and
actually,
they're a birthday present. How many times have you lied about buying toys, saying that they were for somebody else and not for you?
I was at Kmart the other day, and they had all their Tron stuff on sale, and so there was like they had a sale tag. But then everything that was, like, on sale, there was, like, an extra sale, like an extra 25% or whatever. So I'm like, I grab one, and I walk over to the price scanner thing, and I scan it, and it says, like, you know, normally $10, now $8 or whatever. And I was like, oh, really? Wow. So I'm walking back, and I'm just like, oh, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. And I had this huge pile of stuff, and I'm like, oh, one for my son, and I better go find something for my daughter. Because otherwise I'm buying, like, eight things for me and nothing for my kids.
Well, how about, have you ever went and bought some stuff and totally either stopped buying it because you felt like such a nerd? Or, you know what I mean? Did you ever pass on buying something because you felt so stupid for buying it? Embarrassed to buy it.
What's your answer?
Oh, yeah, there's been several times.
But can you think of any?
Oh, all the time.
I mean, I can say off the top of my head, yes, because I'm sure it's happened, but...
Okay,
an example, I don't know.
Every time I go to Toys R Us, and this happens a lot, or I go out to the other stores, and here I am in the middle of the night, and I'm buying these toys, and every time I'm in that toy aisle, I go in the middle of the night when no one's there, but sometimes if I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden there's these kids and their parents are walking by, and then here I am, a grown-ass man, standing in the toy aisle, digging through the pegs, looking for a certain figure, and then they just look at you like...
I have had those moments, I will admit, where you're standing there, and it's just like, it's like a bunch of little kids are running around, and I'm like, oh, I want to go see if they have that... I'll wait, because I don't want to look like a molester. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't want to be that. Yeah, and sometimes it's like you go mow the lawn or something, and it's like, I don't want to shower. I got to run to the store. I'm just going to run. Because you're going to Walmart. Who cares, right? So you're walking in Walmart, and you're kind of sweaty and stinky anyway. And then it's like, you don't want to be the guy in the toy aisle. It's all sweaty and stinky. Move over, kid.
Okay.
I got to grab some toys.
I got to be honest with you. I'm probably going to take a shower before I go to the store.
Even if it's Walmart?
Even if it's Walmart.
Let's see, I'm hoping to get on that website, that peopleofwalmart.com.
Oh, yeah.
I'm aiming high. I want to be on that. And so I'm always like trying to grease myself up or something before I go in there, hoping I can get on there.
Yeah, every time I'm at the toy aisle, and it always happens when I'm at Toys R Us, because every time I'm there, they always have these new Legos. I'm like, oh, God, I got to buy. And then here's my process. I stack, you know, several on here, and then I walk throughout the store, and I slowly draw off a few... I really don't need this. I'll wait. Why do I need to buy this today? And the entire time, there's always some hot girls walking by. Every time, looking at me like, yep.
I wouldn't know I'm married. I wouldn't notice.
I don't know. I feel stupid every time. And this is why during... And this is my own fault, because back in the... the early 2000s and like the late 90s, I didn't buy any of the Legos because I felt, you know, I was, of course, 19, 20.
Right.
So I felt extremely embarrassed to have toys. Mm. So I stopped buying. And until this day, and it took me all the way until we, you know.
Until we started selling toys here?
Years ago. I mean, you know, five years ago. They actually started buying them again. And now I want to kick myself every time, because during those periods of time, are some of the
Lego
most
Batman and
all Legos ever.
Early Star Wars stuff.
Maybe. I'm like, oh my god! And it's like, and still to this day, I go on eBay and I'm looking at the I had no idea what was even out. And I'm looking, I'm like, oh my god! I didn't even know that existed.
You know, actually, I was talking to Pixel Dan the other day, and I said something to him along the lines of like, how many toys do you think Killen bought before he started selling toys here? Like, I don't know, $20 a year in toys, and now that you sell them. As part of the store. You know what? I think I sell toys in my store. And then now you've got a basement that's just like piles and piles of toys.
That's funny, because the other day...
All in the box.
Actually, this last weekend I was downstairs, because our washer and dryer is downstairs, and I was down there and I just happened to look over at my stacks of toys. I'm like, I could open another store down here. I have that much product.
You could do something with them. Like, if you opened them up and put them on display, you would have one heck of a display.
I would have to have like two rooms.
You would be one of those people that they put on like the local news program at like 6:59 when they have that extra minute or whatever they have to fill. Local toy collector goes gaga for Legos. We'll go to Bob on the sea.
Yeah, and see, that probably won't embarrass the crap out of me either. See, that's the problem.
Yeah, but see, once that happens, though, then you see that hot chick in the store and you're like, oh yeah, did you see the news last night?
But here's the thing, guys. So now, during those... Like I said, during those years before and prior, it's still sometimes today that I still feel like embarrassed to be buying the toys. Thank God it's becoming more and more relevant, and people are now it's becoming cool. It's like the cool thing now. Mm. Toys, comics, you know, video games, it's all like the nerds are cool now. And it's not so weird to be seeing guys come out. It's like all these closet collectors are now coming onto the scene and buying up everything, and it's way bigger than it used to be. So.
Right. Right.
You know, that's starting to fade away. I'm not so embarrassed to be buying the toys that I buy now.
See, I don't know if I ever had like an entire period where I stopped buying toys because I was embarrassed. I stopped buying a lot of toys when I moved out of my parents' house because I had to pay rent and utilities and things like that, and that really cut back for a long time. But like even when I was in college, you know, you walked out of my dorm and you went down a block and there were two comic book stores across the street from each other. They were always like feuding with each other. Mm. And there was a role-playing game store just down the street. And then in between all of them were the bars. So the thing was, is you would go out, you get your comics, you go to the role-playing game store and check out whatever's new there, whatever. And then you go to the bars and you're drinking, and everyone's sitting around drinking, you know, passing comics around, passing toys around, whatever, in the bar. So it was just part of the bar culture in downtown Normal, Illinois, the comics and the toys. And, of course, the retro. You know, you had the whole retro theme of stuff coming through. That's where I got some of my Voltron stuff I bought while I was in college. You know, I found them there at the store. So it was just kind of that whole...
Man, see, I had the opposite in college because I did college on a military base. So, of course, there was no nerdery fun to be had there. But
you're saying that Army bases are not full of nerds?
I will tell you, it was a Marine Corps base, actually. And let me tell you this. The biggest thing we did there... is we watched wrestling. But we didn't, and it was the funnest thing, because we had like common rec rooms.
Mm.
So we'd watch like 40 of us watching wrestling, and it got like really intense. And
people yelling and screaming. And
yeah, so it was always the greatest part of the week was, you know, when Raw came on or something like that. And we watched crap. But since I left, I haven't even watched wrestling. So I'm like so far out. Is NWO still around? I don't know.
Yes.
It is
yes.
For life. They said it was life. They promised me.
It is. Full life. But they don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
but that never really went away. Like, I never really had a point where I had to get away from that. And part of that may have just been that, you know, also when I was in college, I was an art major. So all the people I were hanging out with were people who wanted to draw comics and silk screening their own t-shirts and doing rock concert posters. And
I guess going to the Marine Corps, that probably... didn't help.
Yeah, that probably put you in a different frame of mind.
Right. You know, the other guys are like, hey, nice toy. Look at my gun.
You know? Whereas, like, the people I went to school with were like, oh, man, I remember those Thundercats figures. Here, watch me make one. You know? That was... You have to do a project where you have to make a sculpture. Really? I'm going to do the Sword of Omens. You know? I mean, that was just kind of the environment we were in, so... nerdity was a little something different.
So you had a lot more fun than I did.
For us, nerds were the people who did their math homework, you know? Whereas the people who do the math and are now accountants look at us as nerds for playing with the toys and everything.
You know, I gotta say, though, as an adult collector,
mm-hmm.
collecting toys is not cheap.
No, it isn't.
So, to me, when I see somebody who is a fellow toy collector, I'm probably thinking you're more of an upper class person because there's no way you're collecting on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could be. There's a lot of dollar bins out there, but if you're like a serious collector and you have somewhat of a collection, you had to have some crazy amount of money.
You know, you really do have to do a lot of research if you want to find stuff on sale, find stuff cheap, you know. Big Lots can only do so much in bringing you, you know, toys on the cheap. Because even they will get toys, and they're the same price as everywhere else.
Yeah, you know, Big Lot is not cheap anymore.
It used to be.
It used to be.
It used to be the place to go, and they had stuff that was cool like 2 years ago, but now it's like there, and it's a dollar. But now they've got stuff like the stuff for Cars too. They had the movie cars there. My son was like, oh, I want to get some of those. And I looked at the price, and they were more expensive to buy them at Big Lots than to buy them at Walgreens. I mean, and Walgreens is a super markup place.
Wow, yeah.
So it was more expensive to buy the Big Lots.
You know, and I think that's part of the culture that now collecting is cool, and they realize that, and now they jack the prices everywhere.
Right, right.
But, man, that was such a good place to find the, like, they took one of our secrets, and they just ruined it.
You know, the other thing I miss about places like Big Lots are the bootlegs. Because you used to be able to walk into a place like Big Lots and find Transmorphers.
Yeah.
or instead of WWE or WCW figures, they would just have All-Star Wrestler, where it's like the same body, but different painted on color boots and different heads. You know what I mean? That used to be toy stores like Deals and Big Lots and Dollar Tree used to be filled with those type of bootleg Korean and Chinese toys. That you just don't find anymore. They're gone. They're now getting the licensed, you know, regular stuff, and a lot of them are for the real regular prices.
Damn your rules and laws, government. You destroy our collecting. Yeah, because right now collecting bootlegs is like my passion.
Yeah, and bootlegs are getting more expensive.
Yeah, they are.
People are realizing people want them. Like, you used to be able to go to eBay. You type in the name of any toy, like you put in He-Man. And then you just type Argentina. And it didn't matter what the toy line was, you would find the bootlegs. Argentina bootlegged everything. You would find a Superman figure with the Batman symbol on his chest in a Spider-Man package. And it would just say, like, Superhero Man. And, you know, you could get it for $2 off of eBay. Well, now that figure is $25.99 because people know that the bootlegs are popular. And I used to love getting bootlegs.
The bootleg economy in Argentina has exploded. And it stimulated their economy to the point now that they have to demand more money.
I think inflation. Argentina may have moved into the second world.
That's
from
true.
The third world.
That's true.
So Brazil better watch out. Here comes Argentina. Besides, I hear Argentina has a better soccer team. Oh!
That's
now we're going to fight.
That's a sports team for Scotty.
Yeah. Oh, of course, they call it football.
Oh, the football.
Right.
Hmm.
We call it the soccer.
Cousin of foosball.
Really?
Yes.
You think so? Which came first?
Foosball, for sure.
First they came up with foosball.
The Knights of the Round Table were playing foosball.
Really?
To determine who was the grandmaster.
Oh, the poobah?
Mm.
The poobah. Right. The one who got to hold the sword?
So they would all have a like a foosball championship, and mm-hmm. then sometimes they would switch when their machine was broken to a beer pong.
Really?
Beer pong.
So, okay,
I challenge you, sir. Right into their gauntlets. Right.
Yeah, and here's one you probably didn't know. Samurai?
Mm-hmm.
They used to play electronic football.
Oh,
the one with, like, the big metal plate that you just turn on and go...
They were invented
in
Japan.
That was a samurai. True. Yep.
That was true. They invented... It's a Japan toy. Tiger Direct. Or Tiger Toys. Tiger Toys.
Tiger Direct.
Tiger Direct. Don't shop there. Tiger. They didn't pay me nothing. Tiger Toys, right?
Hmm.
Japanese.
Who? Okay. Well, anyway.
That's a different story.
Well, we'll go into that podcast some other time. We'll save that topic for another.
So any, you can't think of any like majorly traumatizing, embarrassing times you were at a toy store or you were buying something?
No, because I mean, you got
married sucks.
Well, no, but the other thing, here's
the life out of you. You don't even care anymore.
No, here's the thing you got to realize is that even when I wasn't married, if I was buying toys and there was a pretty girl in the store, I was fairly certain I didn't have a shot with her. Because unless she was drunk or high, I probably wasn't going to get anywhere. And even if she was drunk or high, it was still only, you know, like an 85-50
You were in
chance.
A college town, there was a good chance. There was a
yeah,
decent
but not
chance.
At the toy store. Now, if I saw her like 12 hours later at the party that night, then it might be a little different.
They might have a cosmetic counter at the toy store.
You think they have a cosmetic counter at the toy store?
Maybe you're at Walmart.
Hmm. Does Walmart have a cosmetic counter? They sell cosmetics, but do they have a cosmetic counter? Do they have Miss Piggy and Joan Rivers sitting there selling?
They might. I don't know. I don't even know. I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Muppets Take Manhattan.
I've just heard
Haven't
that.
You ever seen Muppets Take Manhattan?
Maybe.
Oh, come on.
Maybe.
You don't watch that every year on Halloween?
It's a Halloween. Weirdo. It's a Halloween movie?
Weird. Not traditionally, but in some circles it is observed that way.
I like to watch it on Easter.
It's got Gregory Hines jogging through Central Park in little short shorts. What more do you want?
What else could we ask for? That's pretty much your best Christmas ever. Oh, yes. Best Halloween ever.
No, we can go with Christmas. Sure, why not?
Hey, so a lot of people on the have been suggesting that you unmask yourself for the
I can do it
that
right
new
now
toy
if
smell.
You want. Oh, for that new toy smell, not it figures.
Which is really bizarre because if you really dug through our video archives, you could see
there
several
are
times.
Several instances of me without a mask on, but we didn't necessarily like one of them was the Halloween from was it just last year where I had no mask on but I had all the makeup on. But if you go back actually to some of the earliest videos we did, you will see me without a mask in the background of quite a few of those videos.
Like,
I'm just kind of like walking along, looking around, no mask on. And then sometimes even later on, you will see me with the mask interacting, but then without the mask, just kind of walking around the background.
That was the greatest running joke that we need to bring back, just walking in the
just
background.
Just me without a mask on, walking around the background. It's kind of hard to do on that new toy smell, because we're not out in public.
That's true.
It's just kind of like, hey, why is there one person walking around
in
the background?
Hey, to me, that's even funnier. If you were just filming and all of a sudden you walk in the background.
Nonchalantly.
And no one says, and no one acknowledges you at all. Mm. Like, that'd be perfect.
You know, there's some people that say for the 100th episode, you should take your mask off.
Oh, that's right. Mm. Those people are jerks.
It's really old man Higginson.
They're like, oh, what's wrong with your face? What's right with yours?
Touche. Touche. All right, have we killed enough time now? Can we wrap this up, or we still got to talk some more?
Man,
here. Retro action figures, they're dolls. Get over it, get rid of them. Okay, next. Any other topics we need to discuss while we're
here? I think they have got rid of them because they are no longer produced.
Good. They finally listen. They finally given the fans what they want, and that is less dolls.
Oh, so also, another quick note. As I mentioned before in last week's episode, I was going to say last year's, last week's episode, I did do work on the Pop Culture Network store. And it would have been done today, but over the weekend I got stuck playing this game, Terraria,
yes.
On the PC.
Uh-huh.
Most amazing game ever.
Which is a great game, by the way.
And it sucked a lot of my life, so I totally didn't get to that. The store is complete. You can order on it right now if you want. The links are not linked to the main page yet.
But dig around our message board and you can find it.
Well, I think I'm gonna have them switch those links over by the end of this week. And we will be fully running. I just have to update, like, the policy page and the contact us page and all that. Whatever. You shouldn't be contacting me anyway. You should just be ordering and not having questions about it.
So you're going to fix the actual killinenterprises.com page?
Oh, God, that thing's, like, 5 years outdated.
Because it still says, check out our current stock of toys. And it shows, like the Freddy Krueger figure.
Yeah,
and then,
the hours are kind of wrong. And then also, it's like, hey, now selling comics. For 4 years.
Yeah, and now with comic books.
So, yeah, no, the killenterprises.com is completely trashed. I haven't touched it. I lost the code to it.
I've lost the password because you asked me once if we could update something on there, and I said, "Well, we could if I had the password." Well, I don't remember the password. You don't have the password.
I don't know.
So that site is kind of locked down. As you're going to have to cancel that account.
I'm pretty sure I can get the password. That's not a problem. But
are you just going to move killingenterprises.com to point at the new storefront?
No, because the store is actually the Pop Culture Network store. Killing Enterprises will have links to it, I think.
Isn't Killing Enterprises the Pop Culture Network store?
Yeah, but we don't say that. It's confusing. We just say Pop Culture Network store, and we don't mention the Killing Enterprises thing because people just get confused because there's two separate places.
Why not say Killing Enterprises is the official Pop Culture
Network
store?
Because eventually Killing Enterprises may actually become Pop Culture Network store. As an actual physical store, like this. I might drop the Killing Enterprises and just be Pop Culture Network.
This is an actual physical store, isn't it?
Yeah. So.
And at this actual physical store, you can buy stuff. Like, let's say you want Super Punch-Out on the Super Nintendo. We've got that right here. Or we've got Double Dragon 2 on the NES right here in range. We'll just grab some random stuff. We've got Wizard. If you want to buy Wizard 219 with the Spider-Man movie cover.
The collector's items. The collector's items. Buy them. Please buy them.
Random stuff. We've got a Star Wars Episode 3 button.
Oh, what? That's a collectible.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
The saga is now complete on DVD. We've got a Papercraft Wario here. Not for sale, but part of the decoration.
You could totally see it if you were here.
Yeah. If you lived here. We even have Ultra Pro thick card sleeves.
These are new items.
These are brand new, aren't they?
They're not in our inventory online. You can't order those online. You can only come to the store and buy those.
Oh, so you have to come to the actual physical
store.
There's
a lot of product in the store that you actually have to visit us to actually be able to buy.
Why do you do that?
It's kind of like a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. You have to be there to get it.
Also, if you come in person, you can kiss them on the lips.
That's true.
Right on the mouth.
I won't even charge you.
Yeah. I mean, because he would charge for other people, but if you say you listen to It Figures, then it's...
It is a KillinEnterprises.com exclusive.
It's like having a coupon code. You just come in and say, coupon code It Figures, and then give him a kiss on the mouth.
I do want to mention to all you guys out there that are listening to this, if you want to have...
As opposed to the people not listening to this right now.
Well, okay, the future... Okay, we're going to talk about comics for a minute.
Okay.
The future of digital comics is now coming to light. It's going to be... As years go on, it's going to be more of the thing.
Prevalent.
Yeah. You're going to start seeing the digital comic subscribers. So, here's what I'm going to do. For the first 20 people to email me, I will give you a coupon code that's exclusive to whoever I send it to.
Whoa.
So you can download off of Dark Horse, the BPRD, what's the story?
It's Casualties, I think.
They have a comic that you can get free.
It's download only. It's a BPRD, which is based off of Hellboy.
Mm-hmm.
It is not available in print. It is only on Dark Horse Digital. They gave us a bunch of promotional codes.
They did.
They're one-time use codes, so you can't share them with anybody. But you go to the Dark Horse Digital, you type in the code that we'll give you, and you can download the book.
Yep.
Check out the digital comic service.
You just email me at killin@popculturenetwork.com. Say, hey, I want one of those coupon codes, or hey, I listen to your show, blah, blah, you suck,
or,
I want a code, or
hey,
whatever.
Give me a code, and next time I see you, I'll kiss you on the mouth.
Whatever. The first 20 people that email me, I may get all 20 in the first hour. It may take a week to get rid of that many. I don't know. Who cares? Whatever. Send me an email. If I'm out, I'll see if I can find you some more. If not, I'll email you and say, sorry, better luck next time, sucker. But so that's a exclusive for you guys.
Wow. Exclusive.
Just for the It Figures community.
Wow. That's
like
nice.
I said,
community.
You cannot get these in the stores. You can't get them anywhere else. You can only get them from me, and I'm going to give them to you.
Well, there are other people that have
them. No. You can only get it from me.
I see.
I'm going to give them to you.
Yes, that's right. Only. No one else in the world will have access to this.
So,
all right then. Anything else you got to mention?
I think it's,
Always, if you want to get a hold of us, stop by popculturenetwork.com or thatnewtoysmail.com. Check out the forums. Check out some of the other news and information we have. Also, you can leave us a voicemail if you want to. You can call us at area code 217-953-4025. That's our 24-hour voicemail line. You can always leave us a message. Never have to talk to a human being. And if you really want us to call you back, we probably won't, but you can still ask anyway, Gavin. So anything else before we go?
Well, be sure to check us out this Saturday for the 100th episode of That New Toy Smell.
Oh, that's this weekend, isn't it? 100th episode. The 100th episode of That New Toy Smell. We're all talking about our favorite piece in our collection. Did you pick out yours yet? Have you filmed yours at all yet?
No.
You haven't even filmed it?
I'm not exactly sure what I'm filming.
It's people are listening to this on Wednesday. The show comes out midnight on Friday, and you still haven't even filmed yourself. You don't even know what you're filming.
Well, I just didn't I didn't understand the context of the what I was supposed to do, because I don't understand how I could talk about it for that long.
Talk about for how long?
He said it was like 10 minutes long.
No, no. Dude, yeah, like 5 minutes.
That's like a review, man.
No, it's not. Tell the story of how you got it, where it came from, why it means something special to you.
That's a hard, hard project.
Do you have feelings?
Not for my toys.
Then why do you buy them?
Because they look pretty. I don't know.
Okay, you know what your favorite toy in your collection should be? All your Legos. You should do a video of you with all your Legos, just showing the piles and piles of Legos. Show that one mat you have with like the 200 little Star Wars guys on it. That's what you should do.
No.
Why not?
I will not do that. You know what? I can't honestly say what is my favorite toy, because they all, like, I have like a disease, maybe, Lego disease, where I see something.
One toy doesn't mean anything. It's the fact that you have a bunch of
them. Yeah, and I have to have them all, and then I got to have more than one.
Gotta catch a ball.
Lego. And, you know, and this is how I justify my mind. I'm like, you know what? That's fine, because I can sell. One day I'm going to sell this for so much money, and I'm going to be happy I spent the money today. And I'm still going to have extras for myself.
So it's just the BG attitude that's in you.
Yeah, it's the BG attitude that's in me. But you know what? Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. If not, I'll have a bunch of Legos to build some amazing throne for me to sit on and throw random figures at interns or whatever.
Huh. Anyway, you know what you should not throw at people? That's Pidge. Don't throw Pidge at people. This is a public service message brought to you by ThatNewToySmell.com and the No Throwing Pidge Society.
We don't appreciate it.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week, guys. Thanks for listening. Don't forget our voicemail. Don't forget to stop by our forums. Don't forget to
check out
Killing on the Mouth.
Check out our new web store, where you can now buy gift certificates to give to gifts or for yourself. Also, we do have a wish list feature. So you could go and type all the things you would like and add to your wish list cart, and then send it to somebody else. They could buy it for you as a gift. We do gift shipping, gift wrapping, blah, 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 blah.
You can always open a blog, pretend to be a pretty girl, try to get guys to buy them for you as gifts.
Hey, that is a very good idea.
Oh, dang it. I wasn't supposed to say that to anybody. That's my idea. Don't do that. Don't take that idea.
No, no, no. Do that, because I would like to sell some. And tell me you love Star Wars stuff, because we got a lot of Star Wars stuff.
If anybody likes Star Wars. But the place to come to right now.
But also, yeah, we will be improving on that feature. And then, of course, I think we're... Oh, you know what? I'm currently checking for a new show that we may have.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. The guy's working on a pilot?
Yeah. I already got two or three episodes already done.
Oh.
It's a weekly thing. It'll be like a roundup of all the things that you should be buying this week, like new releases, movies, games, comics, blah, 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 blah.
But isn't he working on a movie show also?
No.
I thought there was somebody working on a pilot of a movie.
No.
Or maybe you didn't hear about that one.
I didn't hear about that one.
Okay. Well, then never mind.
Well, apparently I'm not in the loop.
Yeah, well, why would we tell you that we're working on another show?
So anyways, but this one is probably going to pan out, so... That may be coming soon, so yay!
Unlike some of the others that didn't pan out.
Yeah, we've had a couple that were supposed to release, and they, you know, there's always this a problem. Here's the requirements for being on our network. One, you have to be on our network. It means you have to be on our site, which means you have to use our forums. You have to be part of our community. That seems to be a real big, tough thing for people. Hey, guess what? You got a .com? It'll forward to our new space for you at our .com, and guess what? We'll pay for it all. You don't have to do anything. Why is that upsetting to people? I don't know why.
Because their website's like their baby, because they don't have real kids.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Whatever. So.
But anyway, at least a couple things.
You know.
Way.
So if you have any new show ideas or if you want to contribute.
Especially if you might be a video game fan. We have a big hole on the website right now.
Video games especially. Video games.
Retro or new.
Movie stuff. You know, all that. Maybe you do like a geek tech show. That'd be kind of cool.
About computers and technology, Windows 7 phones, tablets.
Something like that. That'd be kind of fun.
If you got a cloud book, you know, Chromebook, something like that you want to talk about. Well, stuff like that.
Video games are very important. I'm actually kind of working on a little thing for that myself. I got a Lego thing.
Like, I haven't heard that for about 4 years now.
Look, this is the reason why we would already be on that video game loser show number, like, 57, 80, 100, 300.
I didn't like that show. Come up with a different format. I didn't like that format.
What didn't you like?
I just didn't like it.
God, you're so picky. Would you like this format? Do you like what we're saying? Like,
no.
Here, here we are. Close-up camera of our big old faces.
This is wrong. Which is why this is the only week it's going to happen this way, and it's going to change.
And there's going to be a wider... Next time, next week, it'll be like a wider shot where you can see everybody. Right now, it's just us two, so it didn't make any sense for us to be like, oh, why are we way out here?
Hello. Welcome to our new show. Thanks for coming. This is how the show should be from now on. See how tiny Killen is there? See how big I am here? That's the way the show should be.
So, yeah, for those of you who are listening to the MP3 stream...
check out the video. You got to check out the video.
Go to the YouTube channel, and then you'll see that we have now uploaded the Yip figures on a video format as well as our...
How many old ones have you done?
Oh, I only went back to...
Oh, two?
Yeah.
Okay.
108, 109, and else we go. I think this is 110. So...
There you go.
I don't know. But anyways, I think we're done. I'm done talking. All right. I'm really done. Like
that's been enough talking... Should we give out the website again? Should we give out the voicemail again?
www.popculturenetwork.com for all the things you love.
217-953-4025. If we like your voicemail, we may use it on the show. All calls are property of popculturenetwork.com.
Is that it? What else?
And buy America.
Say something funny.
Something funny.
But anyways, I'm out of here. I'm Killen.
I'm not.
He's not.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Whatever.
This show sucks. But it's better than anything with Pixel Dan.
Oh, I hate Pixel Dan. It's the biggest tool on YouTube.